Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today I am answering some vital home organizing questions that I've been asked by my community lately. And I thought, hey, if they want to know the answers, then you may want the answers as well. So I'm looking forward to diving into those questions. And I have done two other episodes just like these, actually, episode number 30 and episode number 22. So once again, episode 30 and episode 22. And they were also questions that I was asked. You may want to, when you finish this podcast episode, you may want to just hop onto those episodes and check them out as well if you want. Those ones actually were two of my highest rated episodes, so that's why I thought I would do the same today. So be sure to check them out. And by the way, guess what? Today is our 50th episode, number 50. I can't believe it. Holy moly, I can't believe it. 50 episodes all geared towards helping you get your home organized and being more productive. And thank you so very much for taking the time to hop on and listen to my little old podcast. It means the world to me. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave a review. It would be really nice, actually. I would really appreciate it. And that way I can reach more people who could benefit from some home organizing tips. And guess what? I also have a few episodes coming up that I'm really excited about. I'm going to be actually having the pleasure of chatting with a few ladies who have been on their own home organizing journey, and we're going to go over some key points that they have learned. And really, they have success stories. That's major success stories, and I can't wait to share them with you. So watch for those episodes coming up in the near future. All right, so let's go over the seven vital home organizing questions that I've been asked recently. And number one is, how do I organize my home that is super small and lacking space and storage? I get this question quite often, actually. And I'm going to be brutally honest here. You may not like what I have to say, but I'm going to be brutally honest. But I'm also going to give you some tips. But I also just want to be honest with you and say, if you have a small home, a small apartment, a small condo, a small environment that you're living in, the answer is really to have less stuff. It really is, because you can only organize so much. But if you have way too much for the space that you have, and you know what? That can go for a big home as well. If you've got a big home and it's full to the top, then you have too much for that space. But it's unfortunate when you have a smaller space that you really can't have as many things as maybe somebody else who has a bigger home. It's unfortunate, but it's all part of, you know, some people will downsize, they'll minimize or whatever it may be. But if you don't have a big space, you really can't have a lot of stuff. It's the truth. And I just have to say that. Now, having said that, there are tips to help you so that you will be able to have really store more items in a way that can make your home still look nice, and you're able to store it in a nice way, even though it's a small place. And one of them is using multi-purpose pieces. So for example, you can use an ottoman that you want to put your feet on when you're relaxing, watching TV, reading a book, whatever. You got your foot on an ottoman. Make sure that ottoman has a storage space so it opens up so that you can put things in it as well. So that's what I mean by using pieces of furniture or other things that are multi-purpose. It really does help when you have a small space. Also, another example is a coffee table. So some people, I've been to people's homes and they have coffee tables, but they don't have drawers and they don't have or cupboards. So if you have a small space, you want to be able to have every bit of storage as possible. So buy furniture pieces that have storage. So your coffee table, It should have drawers. It should have cupboards. I always say, even no matter what size home you have, if you have a desk, buy a desk that has drawers, because that's more storage for you. So it's the same kind of thing you want to keep in mind when you're in a small space, is to try to buy pieces of furniture or organizing products, whatever it may be, that you can use as storage. The other thing too, in a small space, is go vertical up your wall. So use that vertical space as much as possible. So for example, you could have built-ins. You could have like storage units or shelving on your wall space that goes all the way up to your ceiling. Have a ladder if you need be, so that you can reach way up at the top, but use as much of the space as possible going up your walls as you can. And for example, if you happen to have a desk in a room that you use, then maybe just above the desk, you could put shelving. So wherever you can think of, put shelving. Another spot might be if you have a small bathroom. So with a small bathroom, you may not have a lot of cupboard space. So then maybe you want to incorporate some shelving. It could be just a floating shelf. It could be a shelving unit, whatever you want to do. But one thing to keep in mind, if the shelving units are open, then you want to make sure that it doesn't look cluttered with a lot of stuff. So you're going to store your items on there, but kind of make it look nice if possible. Maybe put a few decorative items on there as well, so that it doesn't just look like a bunch of stuff. So that was number one. How do I organize my home that is super small and lacking space and storage? Number two is, how do I organize my home so that my husband and children will be able to keep it up? This is a good one. And this is actually a tough one, because if you happen to be the one who likes to keep things tidy, but the rest of your family is not, it's really difficult, because then you find you're picking up after everyone else and you will get it all looking really nice, and then somebody in your family might mess it up. So there's really absolutely nothing I can do to make your family members keep it tidy, but there are ways that you could try to make it so it's easier for them to keep it tidy, because sometimes they just don't know. They lack the skills of organization. They just don't know where it's supposed to go. If your home is cluttered, then they continue to clutter it because they sometimes don't know where it's supposed to go. Or they do know where it goes, but they're not always good at putting it in the proper home. So my suggestion would be to try to create systems in your home so that it's easier for all family members to be able to find what they're looking for and also put away what they no longer need. And so by doing that, I would recommend labeling as many things as you can. And I mean, you could be labeling shelving, you could be labeling baskets, you could be labeling anything, because if it's labeled, they may find it easier to put away because it's labeled. And you just gonna have to be on them. Like, you really have to be on those family members if they don't put it in the right place. You've got to teach them that they have to put it away in the right place, or you're going to be mad. So I've organized kitchens and playrooms and with families that have small children. And I know some of my staff even say to me, you know what? I don't know if those kids were going to be able to keep it that way. They're going to come in and they're just going to like make a mess. But when I've gone back to the same house before to do another area of the home, I asked the client, have the kids been able to maintain it? And they say yes. And that's because the client is on them at the end of the day to make sure that everything is put away in the right places. They will get into the habit of it. They really will. So you have to teach them and get on them for a while until they get the hang of it and they learn that they need to keep it organized. But having things labeled really makes a difference. Maybe have baskets too for each family member, so they know that every basket labeled is theirs. Or you could have color-coded containers. The green ones are for Joey, so that way Joey knows to put their stuff always in the green containers. So this is just a few ideas, but the whole idea is really two things. One, create a system that it is easier for all family members to put things away and find. And number two, you kind of have to be on them to make sure that they maintain the organization, that they continue to keep it up, right? So those are the two things. So yes, it is possible to have an organized home with family members who are not as organized as you are. And you just have to be on them, really, you do. So that's number two. Number three is my kitchen island is a dumping ground. Any ideas on how I can keep it organized? So my question to you is, what kind of things are on your island right now? Like, take a look at your island. What is on there? What are you putting on there as a dumping ground? And you know what? It's not always the kitchen island. It could be any flat surface. So your dresser, for example, could have a lot of things on it because it's flat surface. We tend to put things on flat surfaces all the time. If you have a chair in your bedroom, you may have clothes on it because we tend to put things on flat surfaces. So my question about your kitchen island is, what exactly is dumped on that kitchen island? Once I know what's on the island, then we can create a system for those things so that they don't get dumped on the island. So let's take, for example, that you have paper, you've got mail, maybe your kids' report cards are coming in, or your kids' paperwork for school comes in, and you just kind of, they hand it to you and you end up dumping it on the kitchen counter. If that's the case, then what I would suggest is that you have some kind of command center or some kind of desk organizer, something set up so that when those papers come in, you know exactly where to put them. So you want to make sure that your recycle goes right into the recycle bin, so it's not on your kitchen island. You want to make sure that if you have mail that you've opened, you know what to do with it instead of just dumping it on your kitchen island. So if it needs to be actioned, you should have a folder to be actioned or a tray so that you can just quickly put them there, knowing that you got to action them later. Your children can have baskets with their names on it so that when they come in, they can just put their keys in the basket. Maybe, I don't know, their hats or whatever they may be, they have something that they bring in the house, then you want to make sure they put them in the right homes, right? So if things are getting dumped on your island, take a look at what they are. Sometimes you may have gone shopping and you come in the house, your hands are full, you go into the kitchen, you drop it down, and then the things that you bought are still sitting on your island, right? So if that's the case, what you have to do is at the end of the day, or even before, if you can, you've got to get in the habit of taking those bags that you bought, whatever the items may be, whether it's clothes or whatever, putting it away in the right home so that it is not stacking up on your island. Because there's nothing better than having a clear island. It really is. It's so nice when you walk into a kitchen and have your island clear. So once again, look at what's being dumped and think of a way you can actually put it somewhere else so that it's not dumped on your island. And really, it needs to go into the right home. You don't want to just dump it at your front door when you come in either. You have to have a space for it. Everything should have a home. But especially that paperwork that comes in the mail, have it set up so that there is something that you can put those files of papers in, whether it's a tray, whether it's a desk organizer, maybe you have pens on your island. That could all be in a desk organizer, right? You can have your desk organizer set up so that your pens are in there. Maybe a calculator is in there. Although a lot of people use their phones now for calculators, but if you have a calculator, you could put it in there. Whatever the case may be, those little things that tend to pile up, it could maybe go into some kind of a basket or a container. Now, the other thing too, is you don't want to have just a basket and throw a bunch of stuff in a basket because then that gets messy as well. So you really want to get in the habit of putting it in the right places. So that's number three. Number four is, how do I know if a home organizing course is right for me? So if you didn't know, I have a home organizing course called Calm the Clutter. And I also have another one that's a paper organization course as well. So sometimes people reach out to me to see if that's a good fit for them. And what they ask me is, how do I know if a home organizing course is right for me? Well, I'll tell you when it's not right for you. It's not right for you if you don't want to do the work. If you just don't want to do the work, don't bother investing in a course. If you think that it's just going to be put aside and you're not serious about it, then don't buy it. It is right for you if you want to make a difference in your life and you want to have an organized home, then you would be a good candidate. And I would also research the courses and see what kind of courses they are, because there's so many different ones out there and there's different ways of taking courses. So for example, our Calm the Clutter course is offered in two ways. So you can either do a DIY where you get all the content, everything you need is of that course material is there, and you can just run with it and take your time and take the course. Or you can do, which is our VIP level, and that is where it's more hands-on help. So there's support. There's a free Facebook group that you belong to. There is group coaching calls. So for some people, and quite a few actually, people have told me, I need that additional support. I'm not going to just take a course because I'm afraid I'm just going to forget about it and I won't take it. I need the accountability. I need the support from other students that are in the group, as well as myself. So when you are taking a course, no matter if it's a home organizing course or not, actually, do your research on how it's being taught and if it's going to work for you. And the other thing too, is like some courses, you know, they're live. You need to hop on at a certain time. Other courses are you learn at your own pace. You can take it at any time. So just do your research and see which type of course is best for you. But bottom line, if you don't think you're going to do the work, don't bother investing in a course. But if you really want to get results and you want to make a difference in your home and in your life, then investing into a home organizing course may be the answer for you. All right. So number six, we are at number six already. And that is, do I have to invest in home organizing products? Do I have to invest in home organizing products? And the answer is yes and no. So if you don't have any money, you really don't have any money to buy organizing products, then no, you don't have to. You can make do with what you have. Having said that, organizing products really do help you when it's time to get organized. It really does. Like, there's some amazing products out there. There's a lot of different products out there. If you want to see what some of my favorite ones are, you should just hop onto my website at secondsetofhands.ca. That's second spelt out, not the number two, secondsetofhands.ca. Go to products and you will see that I have my products by room. So if you're doing your kitchen, you may just hop onto the kitchen one and you'll see what some of my favorite Amazon organizing products for the kitchen are. I also have bedroom, etc. So basically, there are so many different products that it can actually be overwhelming. But if you want to just see what some of my favorites are, then feel free to check them out. So do you have to have them? No, but it sure makes it easier. So I would invest in some products if you can, whether you go to the dollar store and buy them, it doesn't matter. Or whether you want to have some really top of the line products that last long, that work really well. It's up to you, but they do help. And I'll give an example of when it really helps. If you have a kitchen pantry and you find that your items are getting pushed to the back of the pantry, you can't see what you have back there. And then sometimes those food expire. And that's because when we buy groceries, sometimes we just put it in the front and the things in the back get pushed to the back, but you can't see them. So that is when a product would come in very handy. Even if you got just a basket, a container, something so that you put it into the basket or container and you pull them out, and then you can see what items you have. And then you grab what you need and you slide it back in. That way things don't fall over. Things don't get pushed to the back. You should be able to see them because you're pulling it out to look at the items. So you're pulling them out. Or you could use a three-tier shelf where you can put into your pantry for cans or spices, for example, and then you'll be able to see them. So there are products that are very useful. I go through all the different products of where the products I've used in my home in the Calm the Clutter course. It's just something that, you know, I go through in more detail on how they're used. I just unfortunately don't have time to do it all here today, but I did want to give you a couple of good examples of when products are handy. So that was number six. And number seven is, once it is organized, I worry I won't be able to keep it up. And that's another good one. So, and that's true. You don't want to take your time to organize your whole house, and then all of a sudden, you know, a week later, it's an absolute disaster again because people have made a mess of it, or you haven't been able to keep it up. So I can totally understand that. And we don't want that. We want you to be able to learn how to organize it, but you also need to learn how to keep it organized. So that is a learning curve, actually. And once again, I go through all this in the Calm the Clutter course, but for now, I will just mention to you that a lot of it has to do with habits and being able to get into the habit of keeping the rooms organized. So once it's organized, and if you have systems in place, kind of like how I mentioned before with your family members, how do they keep it organized? It's similar to this. If you have a system in place and things are labeled and you have a home for everything, it is so much easier to keep it organized. I've had many clients that have been able to keep it organized. The ones who struggle to keep it organized really are the ones that are not changing the habits that they have. So they're still in getting into the habit of leaving things out and not putting them away. They're not getting into the habit of putting things back in their proper places. So it really does come down to habits and learning how to keep it organized, but not to worry. If you can get it organized and if you can have systems in place to make it organized, have things labeled so you know where they go, keep only what you need so you don't have an abundance of stuff, then it is so much easier to keep it organized. And I have faith in you. You'll be able to do it. All right. So just to go back, those questions was, how do I organize my super small and lacking space storage? How do I organize my home so that my husband and children will be able to keep it up? My kitchen island is a dumping ground. Any ideas on how to keep that kitchen island organized? How do I know if a home organizing course is right for me? And how do I find the time to organize? I think I skipped that one, actually. How do I find the time to organize? I don't think I mentioned that one. So let's talk about it. Okay. So how do you find the time to organize? And I hear this a lot, and I can understand. I relate to it. I work long hours myself. Some people are very busy. They have families. They work long hours. And I get that. So the answer really is that you have to make the time. And if that means getting up 20 minutes earlier in your day or staying up 20 minutes later in your day to give you that extra 20 minutes, then that's what you might have to do. And it's only 20 minutes, right? Like, I think what it is, it's so overwhelming that people think, I don't have time to organize my kitchen. It's an absolute mess. I have to pull out all the drawers. I got to go through everything. That is very time consuming, so they don't do it. But you don't have to do the whole thing. That's the problem that people think, that I don't have time to do it all, so they don't start. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to do the whole kitchen. Take 20 minutes and do a drawer, for example. Yeah, you probably heard me say that before about 20 minutes. Just take some time and do one small thing at a time. It will add up. It really will. So it's kind of like, I don't have time to work out. Well, I can't use that excuse. I don't work out and I should, but it's not that I don't have the time. I can make the time somehow. It's just that I don't want to. And I think that's sometimes what it's like with being organized. Organizing is not always fun for people. They don't want to do it. They'd rather do something else. But if you really want to find the time, you will find the time. And if you really don't have the time, then you may want to invest in having an organizer come and help you, or have a team of organizers to help you, whatever's best for you. But if you don't have the budget to hire somebody and you'd rather learn how to do it on your own, then just take a bit of time each day and do something, because it will add up. So you just have to make the time. Put it, look over your schedule and see what can I take out of my day so that I have that extra 20 minutes to do something. I'm sure you will find something. I really do think you'll find something. So what else did we talk about? We talked about organizing products, and keeping it organized was number 7. So I guess that's it for this episode of the Organized for Success podcast. Those are the 7 questions that I've been asked lately. If you have any questions on home organizing or on our courses that are Calm the Clutter or the paper course, organizing course, if you have any questions on anything, reach out to me. Feel free to hop on Instagram. I'm not on there very much, but I promise I'm there to check my messages, and Facebook as well. So you can find me on Facebook at Kathy McEwen, or you can find me in the Organized for Success group. That's the easiest place to find me, is to search Organized for Success group, and you'll find me in there. You can ask me any questions you want. And also, if you do happen to be on Instagram, I'm at Kathy Organizes, Kathy with a K, K-T-H-Y, Organizes. All right, everyone, have a great week, and we'll see you again.